right now we're offering the flu shot at Student Health Services for $10. So students can either call to schedule an appointment or they can go to myhealthservices@stcloudstate.edu to schedule their appointment.
So being that we are on campus and we get exposed to more people, how important is it really for students and faculty alike to get their flu shot?
Well, the best ways to prevent the spread of influenza are to get vaccinated. Some other measures that can help with prevention are using good hand washing, covering your coughing into your arm rather than into your hands, getting adequate rest and nutrition.
What are the common symptoms of the flu?
The difference between the flu and the common cold are that with influenza, people will typically have a higher fever. Some of the other symptoms are similar, but colds come on gradually. The flu usually comes on quite quickly. They both can have cough, sore throat. The flu can sometimes also have vomiting and diarrhea, body aches, chills.
If someone doesn't like to take medications, are there any at-home treatments that will help against the flu?
So if you look at typical things that would help you most at home, it's probably things that people wouldn't think about. You know, what I see is questions about zinc, echinacea, vitamin C, and actually in most studies, what's most useful is water, juice. There's a lot of studies that support chicken soup as something that has evidence that helps relieve symptoms of colds. There's more evidence for that than any of those previous ones I mentioned. And then, you know, saltwater gargles can relieve sore throat, and saline nasal sprays are very good at helping with nasal congestion.